This is a production of Netcast Studio, online media for today's society. The new media broadcasting network dedicated to providing you content as it relates to your life. Whether it's technology, sports, educational, cultural, hobbies, or history, Netcast Studio has it all at netcaststudio.com.
Tech of Sports, episode 88, Bear Miller of Club Crown. Tonight on the Tech of Sports, we're going to have Bear Miller from Club Crown and Netcast Studio. As many ways to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android, and Stitcher Radio for all iOS devices. Get Stitcher for free with your favorite Netcast Studio shows on there. And the Netcast Studio is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. And everything you see tonight will be available for download, embed, streaming at netcaststudio.com. Every Wednesday, we come here to you on the Tech of Sports, and you can listen live. You can join the chat room when the show's live, and it's just good to have you listening. We got a great guest tonight and a company I kind of like, and it's a golf accessory company, but a little bit of a twist onto this. And we're going to talk with Bear Miller, the executive vice president of Club Crown. And before I give you that little introduction, Bear, thanks for coming on.
Oh, appreciate it.
Bear's joining us from Columbia, South Carolina. Looks like he's in a cabin of some sort. Maybe he's on a lake, but I don't know if you're from the Pacific Northwest, but you're a graduate of Washington State University, and we salute you as a retired U.S. Army Special Forces lieutenant colonel. You're a disabled veteran and just a great American hero. We're glad to have you on. You've spent 35 years in progressive management, training, instruction, leadership, and now you're in the golf industry, Bear. How did that happen?
Well, you know, just been an avid golfer pretty much all my life. And when I retired, I decided I wanted to get into something. I latched on to Club Crown, got really excited about it, as you did. You know, the company, we're 3 years old now. And it grew from there. I mean, just the enthusiasm, getting in with Brendan and Andrew and trying to take the company to another level.
Sure.
And just letting people, you know, personalize their equipment. It just became fun with started out with just my friends.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that the company's only been around for 3 years. I've kind of seen you guys grow, and from the start, you guys have done a lot in those. You packed a lot into those 3 years, and I think the product you have right now has really got people excited. The Club Crown Stripe is a fantastic product. We'll talk about that and some of what goes along with that here in a few minutes. I go to the PGA Merchandise Show every year. I cover the golf industry probably more than any other individual sport. I cover all sports. You know, the golf industry is strange. A lot of times you see great products and they just never take hold. And every once in a while, there's a product that kind of flies under the radar a little bit, and it keeps slow growth, keeps growing and growing. I don't know if you fit into either of those categories with Club Crown, but it's just a good quality product, and it's something that people, if Club Crown is exhibiting at a show or at a golf tournament, people walk by and it catches their attention. I like that.
Yeah, it does, and you're right. It's tough to put us in one of those categories. We're on a steady growth pattern, but it's it's still a tough market, and you know, still trying to find the exact way to get it out to as many customers as we can. You know, we do real well when we take it to shows, and yeah, the Stripe, our new product Stripe is really starting to take off.
Yeah, and people can go to clubcrownstripe.com and see what's going on there. The website's really well done. And just to kind of take us through and explain a little bit about what the products Club Crown offers, Bear, and kind of the evolution of the company a little bit over these 3 years.
Well, you know, Andrew Glazier, our CEO, he's the one that actually, you know, invented the product. And, you know, he originally came up with the Club Crown, the product that covers the entire club head, drivers, three woods, hybrids. And that's, we took the product from there. And it has to be installed, though, because we have a patented process with special tools and training to get it installed. It takes about 10 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes. And you're ready to play with it. Last year, we started to work on the Stripe because we wanted to get something out there that a little more market friendly on price and really something that people could take home with them, because at so many shows and tournaments, people are always saying, man, I wish I could take that home to my dad, or I wish I could take that home to my, you know, my brother. And so we launched the Stripe, and the Stripe is a self-install product. It's made out of the same material that the Crown is, you know, a very high quality 3M vinyl. And it's the width of a golf ball. We give you inside the packet, we give you a practice crown to, or practice stripe to practice with. We give you instructions. We've also got a video that you can watch that will show you exactly how to do it. It's just been, it's been going gangbusters, because people can buy them, take them home, give them to friends, give them out as gifts, give them out as, you know, in golf gift bags for tournaments. It's, I mean, the options are endless.
I think the self-install bear is really the key to the Stripe and why I like it. I know a couple of years ago, I was offered a trial, and but I had to send, would have had to send my club away to, like you said, to have the club crown installed on the club. And I was playing so much golf and traveling, I couldn't afford to send my driver somewhere and have it not in my possession. So I kind of just blew that off. But the, when the, I saw the Stripe, I said, that is a winner there. The people can install it themselves. I recommend for people, you guys have a great video online that takes you step by step through the installation process. It's really well done. Even for people that are scared to, you know, open up the back of a computer and fool with something, or, you know, some people don't even like to install batteries in a radio. You guys make it really easy, showing them how to install it. And the results are great. You, your club is individualized, it's personalized, and it says something about you. Golfers, I mean, golf's an individual sport. I think that's part of your thinking. And that means people like to individualize their equipment and their bag and you know, and that type of thing. And Club Crown Stripe is really the product that goes along with that thinking.
Yeah, yeah. It lets them, plus it also, between the Club Crown and the Stripe, helps protect the club. It'll hide sky marks. You know, makes old clubs look new. You can take it off easily if you're going to sell the club, and you know you're an Ohio State fan and you're selling it to somebody who's not. So it's really filled a pretty big niche, and you can change it out. You know, I've got friends that change them, and it'll fit on anything: drivers, three woods, hybrids.
It really will, and there's kind of a hidden element in it too, I think, and I've seen you guys talk a little about it. There's an alignment little feature to it as well. You're kind of aligning, using the Stripe as the alignment and the setup with the shot. I don't know if that was an intended part of the Club Crown Stripe or not, but I've seen people talk about that. That's kind of a little bonus that you get with the Stripe.
No, absolutely, Rick. That was one of the things we wanted to accomplish with it. That to make it an alignment aid, and that's why we give you a little triangle so you can put it right on the sweet spot and line up the middle of the stripe with the sweet spot. Because, you know, on clubs, sweet spot's different on a lot of clubs. Sometimes it's not right in the middle, but this allows you, and that's why we made it the exact width of a golf.
Yeah, absolutely. We're with Bear Miller from Club Crown, and Bear, it's great to see the stripe looks great, the product looks great. But now you guys have added licensing deals, it looks like, in with colleges, and really the possibilities are probably endless. How was that process, the licensing process? I see with the SEC conference and then various other teams, as far as you know, in the South here, we're college football fans, and that's what a lot of people stand for. Take us through that process a little bit.
Well, you know, again, you know, growing as a slow company, as a small company, we had to try and figure out where we were going to get our biggest bang for our buck. And working on the NCAA licenses with the teams that, you know, it really seemed like we got calls for. You know, we've got pretty much all the SEC, a lot of the ACC. There's some of the schools we don't have yet, but we'll get down the road. But we've got pretty much all the D1 schools we could get a hold of. And, you know, they've all been properly licensed, using the proper logos, you know, the colors, all of it's a little intense, getting them in, getting them approved. But once we do, they just take off. The people just love them. And you find they sell everywhere. The colleges are pretty much the biggest sellers in the Stripe.
Now, as part of the deal, or does that mean that the Club Crown Stripe can be sold in like the university bookstores and those type of places as well? Have you broken into that ground at all?
No, not really. Which, you know, it's surprising we should get into more of them. We're into a lot of university golf courses, you know, getting them into their pro shops, getting a display on the counters, and then, you know, the country clubs and getting into a lot of our retailers that were originally carrying the Club Crown that had to be installed. They're now jumping on the Stripe because it's something they can set on the counter and, you know, people can pick up and walk out with it. You know, they don't have to bring their club there, like you were saying, to get something installed.
Yeah, and it doesn't take up much space on a counter or on a peg in a pro shop somewhere. It displays well, and I think once people see the packaging and see what the end result is, it's an easy sell at a very fair price. And let me just take a break here for 1 second, Bear. We're with Bear Miller here of Club Crown, talking about Club Crown and specifically the Club Crown Stripe, which I'm a big fan of. And let's just take a break here. Amazon is a sponsor and a partner here of the Tech of Sports. And with the holidays approaching, if you're doing any shopping on Amazon here in the coming months, you can use the affiliate link here at the studio, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for any and all of your needs. There's no extra cost to you as the shopper, and it helps support Netcast Studio and all the shows we bring you. So that's netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And it just kind of brings me to the point where our Club Crown products going to be, or are they for sale on Amazon?
Yes, they are.
So you can buy your Club Crown product right on Amazon using our affiliate link. And I guess Amazon, Bear, is a no brainer now for people in retail. You have to have your product on Amazon. It covers such a wide spectrum of products, and people now, when they do their shopping, a lot of the times the first place they look is on Amazon. Is that correct?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, you have to be on Amazon. This show is the Tech of Sports here, Bear, and how much testing went into the Club Crown products before you guys got it right? I don't know how much you're involved with the R&D. Let the customers or let the listeners know kind of what the Stripe or the Club Crown is made of, and just kind of maybe a little bit about the testing process.
Well, it actually took Andrew about 4 years on the original Club Crown, and we do an incredible amount of testing. The vinyl, like I say, is a real high quality 3M vinyl. On the Club Crown itself, once we install it, it's not coming off. We guarantee it, unless you want to take it off. And you take it away. If you take it off, your club looks just like it did the day we installed it. All of our products are heat tested, cold tested, so you can leave it in the back of your car and your trunk and in a hot summer day down here in the South, and it's still not going to come off. It's not going to bubble up. It's extremely high quality. All our products made right here in the United States. With the Stripe itself, took about a year developing the Stripe and getting it right. Did a lot of market testing, having people install it, making sure we got the self-install process down to where pretty much anybody can do it.
Now you have some flag designs as well. They're Bear. How have those been selling? Are you looking kind of to grow that off those offerings a little bit, and the military designs as well, as someone that has served in the armed forces? How proud are you of the military designs?
The military designs are awesome, and I mean, they've been doing very well. We're in quite a few of the military golf courses in those pro shops, and the military designs do real well. There are more designs that we have than are just we're limited as what we're putting together, and we're adding more all the time. It's just being a small company, our time has got to be divided up into what we can get done efficiently.
Yeah, there's only 24 hours in the day, Bear. As you know, you guys pack a lot into that. Your awareness design is beautiful. And that, as we're in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, how have you guys been pushing that one a little bit?
Yes, that's, you know, that's, we've got a couple of tournaments that we do that, that we've been supporting. Just had some people, a tournament director from Texas that's going to be running a big breast cancer tournament that wants to give the stripes away in their gift bags. I'm actually going down tomorrow down to Hilton Head to the Golf Week Amateur Tour National Tournament.
Yep.
And they, Breast Cancer Awareness is one of their big donations that they do. So we always contribute to that. And anything that, that in the month of October that we sell, any of the breast cancer stuff, well, it's, there's a donation made from any, sure. Any of the products sold.
Sure. We appreciate you guys doing that. Is the day coming? Let's look ahead here a little bit. I don't want to spill beans. I don't know what you can talk about, but is the day coming where, let's say, a company would want to have 150 made with their corporate logo on a stripe? Is the day coming where you guys would be able to fill an order like that, like in time for a company outing or a company golf tournament type thing?
We do that now, Rick. Okay. We do that with the club crown or with the stripe. Yeah, we can customize them. Just, you know, the time is all based on what the artwork is like that they have. And, you know, once we do a concept form and let them see it and approve it, we manufacture them and they've got them.
And we're continuing on here with Bear Miller from Club Crown. And what's demographic golfer Bear has really taken to your product? Is it women? Is it the junior golfers? Is it the senior citizen, tried and true golfer? Or what segment has really surprised you, saying, wow, I'm glad that they kind of see what we're trying to do?
8 to 80, Rick.
That's kids, everybody.
The kids love it. The adults, they just go crazy over it. We did. We were at a tournament last year at Pinehurst Kids U.S. International, and the kids just went crazy, and their parents were just as enthusiastic because it just comes to life when you put it on the clubs. And, you know, somebody takes it, walks out to drive range with it. The first question they get is, hey, where'd you get that? They come inside and they buy one. And that's our best advertising right there is the people that buy them, because they just tell their friends. But it's the whole spectrum. We see it all. The ladies, they love them. They like to, you know, especially they like to dress up their clubs and make them fancy. You know, it's I've seen the gambit.
It is a big word of mouth product. Once people see it or somebody shows it to their buddy, that's an easy sell at that point. Bear, you guys have a great website. Very informative. Very easy to navigate. Very easy to buy the products. That's key in this day and age. How can give the company a few plugs here? The websites, you guys are active on social media, and how can people contact Club Crown if they have further questions?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. They can ask us questions there, or they can go on the website. You know, clubcrown.com. There's a link to both the Club Crown and that. It comes up to the Stripe page, then it also, there's a link that goes to the Club Crown page. You can write us messages there all the time. You know, there's a contact us button to ask us questions. People write in, ask us if we have different universities or are we going to be getting them in the future. And a lot of what we do and where we move with the next ones we get are based on, you know, what we get asked for. Okay. But so if, you know, if they've got ideas, they got things they'd like to see, let us know. And, you know, you might see a stripe or a Club Crown with that design.
That is good to know. That is really good to know. Last thing, I guess, as we wrap up, I think on a product like this and on golf accessories in general, the cost is a very important factor. You guys are in that $20 range where you're not killing people for the product. How important was it for you guys to keep it in that $20-ish range, a product like this?
Very important, Rick. We wanted to keep it down to where golfers can, because a lot of golfers are skeptical. They're like, oh, I don't know if I want to put anything on my club. How's it going to affect my club? For $20, it's or, you know, they can take the risk. And if they want to change, it's nothing that's you know, that's too much. If it was higher cost, they'd shy away from it, or they'd be worried about changing it, or, you know, like I say, $20 is a great gift for people that can, they can buy them for their friends, give them out at you know, on the holidays. I mean, how much can you get for $20 nowadays? You can get a Club Crown Stripe.
You can't even get two tickets to the movies anymore for $20.
That's right.
And then if you get hungry, the popcorn will run you another $10. So, you know, Club Crown is, you guys are at a very, very good value price, I think, for a quality product. So that, I applaud you guys for that. And I just want to let everyone know again, you know, this is not your typical golf accessory that you're kind of taking a chance on. This is a really good product and one that serves a purpose. Like you said, it's not going to damage your club. It's not going to damage your swing or your golf game either. Although, you know, my game can't get damaged any more than it already is, Bear. So this, it's really in sad shape right now. So, I'd put anything on my club if somebody said it was going to help a little bit, but this is definitely has some merit. And like you said, a great product, great aesthetics, and it looks great. So, clubcrownstripe.com and take a look at the Club Crown Stripe, especially heading into the holidays. And Bear, as we wrap up, I always ask my guest one last question. What's the one gadget today that you can't live without?
One gadget that I can't live without?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you have there in your lair that, you can't live without?
I guess I'm one that I could probably live without pretty much anything. you know, I grew up, you know, my career in the military, I lived in a lot of foreign countries and I'd live like a Spartan a lot, but, yeah, there isn't too much I really have to have.
You don't need that smartphone that you use every day, Bear?
I wish I could get rid of that smartphone.
Yeah, we all do sometimes that, and you know, sometimes we have guests that come on the show here, Bear, that have a nickname and we really can't figure out why they have that nickname. I definitely know why your nickname is Bear.
you would think so, but actually, that name was given to me by one of my golfing buddies. Years ago, I drew ball, don't like to say hooked, drew ball into the woods, and I was coming out of the woods, and they were all on the tee box, and he yelled, "Look, bear in the woods," and it just stuck.
Well, that you got the perfect nickname, Bear, and and you guys have a great product as well. So Club Crown, clubcrownstripe.com. Everybody needs to go and check that out. Bear, thanks for coming on, sharing the stories and your insight. And best of luck to you and your golf game. And don't hang out in the woods too much.
I'm trying not to, Rick. But hey, appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Appreciate all the other golfers out there.
Yeah, the golf industry is a close knit group, and you know, the golf accessories industry is a big industry. So you guys are leading the charge. So appreciate it. And just hang on for a second, Bear, as we wrap up. Netcast Studio has many other shows which may be of interest to you. You can head over to netcaststudio.com, check out all the shows that are available, and the podcast directory set up by the good people here at Netcast Studio. It's Two Thumbs Up Media, twothumbsupmedia.com, a directory of podcast, audio, video, internet, streaming, all right at your fingertips. Check out all the new shows that are available. So that wraps up the Tech of Sports for this week with Bear Miller from Club Crown. So you've been listening to the Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.